Since the birth of the cinema, movies have shaped our understanding of others, for good and bad. An upcoming lecture at the UTEP Centennial Museum will present examples of how perceptions of Mexicans and migrants have been shaped and changed over the years by filmmakers. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is Samuel Rodriguez, presenter of the upcoming presentation titled Migration Through the Eyes of Musicians and Filmmakers, and I'm happy to have him in the studio today. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Good to see you again.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is the first time you've been on the show, but you and I have had many, many conversations about cinema.
Yes.
You were teaching cinema studies and aesthetics at Monterrey University.
Tech. Uh-huh.
And now you've relocated to El Paso. I'm glad to see you getting involved and making presentations here.
Thank you. For me, it's very powerful to see this world in which two cultures crash in good and bad ways.
Yeah, yeah. So this particular lecture is going to be focusing on Mexican films primarily and how they shaped notions of migration and Mexicanness. Is that right?
Yes, for me, it's interesting to understand who takes the challenge of understanding the migration problem. And for me, the artists always have a very privileged view. So I'm going to try to establish a mapping of how musicians and filmmakers deal with this important issue.
Was this something you started developing as an idea when you were teaching down in Monterrey, or is this something, a new study or research that you're involved in?
This always, this opened up in a chat with a friend, as the good things happen in life.
Right.
And he's a director in the Museum of History of Monterrey. And we're talking, you know what, there is not a study of film and filmmakers and musicians about the filmmakers, about the border. So I started looking and I kind of saw a map, you know, how from the 60s to now, directors have deal with this amazing problem, and I find out very poetic and deep voices in the Mexican directors, you know, trying to grab and understand the drama of migration.
So walk us through kind of a preview of your lecture and what are some of the topics that you're going to be touching on?
Yes, I established three main areas. Alejandro Galindo is one of the directors of the Mexican film the Golden Age, as we call it. Critics don't like to call it like that, but we are
The 30s to the 50s in Mexican cinema.
Exactly, you got it. And this guy filmed a movie called Wetbacks, Espaldas Mojadas, and it was a view of the government telling the migrants that they should come to the United States in the right way, in the Bracero program, you know? Then if you move a little bit in time, this disappears, and the migrant is by himself in the nothingness of the universe, trying to cross the border to find a better life, whatever you call it. But the filmmakers now concentrate on the drama, the problem of traveling by yourself.
The journey.
Exactly, the journey of a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And a third area is how do you maintain your identity, which is one of the obsessions of Mexican film.
Once you've migrated, how you retain some of your Mexicanness in a new land.
Exactly. And for instance, González Iñárritu in Babel, and this some parts of the movie, is making a registration when García Bernal crosses the border with the kids, and they open the viewer and the kids open the eyes for a new world, rich and complex and chaotic. However, that's a way to connect with Mexicanness, according to González Iñárritu.
This is a film from about a decade ago where,
yes,
I think it's, if I remember right, Brad Pitt is on vacation with his wife overseas, and their Mexican nanny has an emergency and has to go back to Mexico, but she's in charge of Brad Pitt's kids, so she has to take them with her, and they go back to Mexico.
They go to Tijuana, and seems like the lady, the nanny, needs to go to Mexico to recover, to have oxygen, to breathe. But the kids discover a new world. So González Iñárritu makes these two elements of border culture to join and to have a conversation about life.
It's an interesting reverse migration, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also we're going to talk about a new film director, Jonas Cuarón, the son of Cuarón from Gravity. And he makes a very interesting film called Desierto. I don't know if you have seen it before.
I've not seen that one, no.
And the argument of that film is the beast, like Teseo in the Labyrinth, you know, trying to find the beast. And he's very clever to see migrants as heroes. It's not a cliche. It's a reality. I mean, just by traveling, just by facing the desert and all of the problems in the Mexican border, you have to be heroic. You know, you have to understand all the power, all the forces that dwell in you, and make them active. You know.
So these films that are being made, most of the examples you're giving, or all of them really, are Mexican filmmakers. It's a perspective that maybe is unique to us in America, because we often don't see Mexican films, or at least not as widely. And our perception that comes through movies of migrants is often very different. Are you contrasting or comparing these to how migrants and Mexicans are portrayed in American cinema?
Well, the commercial films that maybe goes to the, I don't know how to say, the las salas comerciales, are a sweetification of the migrant problem. I'm thinking about Eugenio Derbez, for instance. He actually pictures the migrant as this guy who's going to fall in love and going to find a love. He's going to find a nice place. He's going to act like a clown.
Yeah.
But I think a real film director is committed to reality more deeply.
Yeah. These are real characters, exactly. And they're human beings, as opposed to often... I think one of the challenges living on the border in this day and age is there's so much rhetoric in America coming from our politicians about immigration issues from people who really have not experienced the border and who do not know firsthand and intimately any Mexicans, perhaps, or any migrants, whereas we have a little different perspective here in El Paso than most. But I'm curious, we were talking before the show that some of the films you're going to be touching on were not just about Mexican films about migrants from Mexico to the U.S., but also migrants within Mexico.
Yes. In the history of Mexican film, of course, the figure of Emilio Lindo Fernández is huge.
Yeah, he's like great, one of the great directors of Mexican cinema.
And on the world. He can compete easily with Rossellini or Fellini or even John Huston, he's in the same division, the same league. And Fernandez is like the great ideologist of Mexicanness, you know, through film, not through academics or to politicians, but through film. And he presents Mexicanness as something that need to have a defense. You need to defend Mexicanness. And when you travel from the rural areas to the city, you lose some of your truth. You know, so modern Mexican filmmakers that attack the subject of migration, they kind of say the same thing. You know, watch not to lose your Mexicanness, because that's precious.
And that Mexicanness for a director like Fernandez was rooted more in the peasant population or the lower classes or the people that were tied to the earth more than the urban Spanish intellectual.
Yeah. To summarize, the people that made the Mexican Revolution, workers and peasants and people that work directly with the land, you know?
How is, and if that is primarily the people we think of when we think of migrants to the U.S., it's beginning with the Bracero program. I guess the film you started off talking about was how the Mexican government helped migrants understand better the Bracero program and how they could come legally to the U.S.
Yeah, seems like this is the poetical subject that Mexican film is grabbing and is privileging, you know. So it hasn't changed the necessities of the Mexican population to understand each other, you know.
Are there films beyond the ones you've listed that will be part of your presentation that you think our listeners should take a look at?
Of course.
That you would recommend?
Espaldas Mojadas is very hard to find, but Desierto by Jonas Cuarón, you can find them everywhere. Babel, of course.
Sure.
And I'm going to be talking about a film by a Mexican comedian, Eulalio González Piporro. The name is Chulas Fronteras, Beautiful Borders. and it's from, it's, you can find it on YouTube, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking back before coming in today, the film Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, which Tommy Lee Jones made about 6 or 7 years ago here just outside in West Texas, which is fascinating. It's kind of a reverse migration story in that this American rancher who has a deep relationship with a ranch hand who's undocumented, who dies, he's committed through the film of returning his body back to his family in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it's a fascinating to reverse that flow and how that journey affects him and the characters around him. But I don't know if you've seen the film El Norte by Gregory Nava, who lives up in Santa Fe. It's another beautiful migration story. I think they're Guatemalans, but mostly takes place in Mexico. People, when we talk about migration, obviously there are Mexicans coming to the U.S., but also Mexico is being is a transit area for most of Latin America. Mm-hmm. Will you be touching on that in your presentation?
Maybe just like a fact, but not as. But also the I wanted to tell you before we finish. In reverse migration, there is a great filmmaker here on the border, which is No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
In which the main character has to go to Mexico, is forced to go to Mexico.
Refuge in Mexico.
Uh-huh. And also I'm thinking of Gringo Viejo with Gregory Peck. I highly recommend that to see how cultures need to have a conversation and we need to understand each other, not only in compassion, but in heroism and dignity, you know?
And this presentation will be coming up Thursday, January 25th, I believe, at the UTEP Centennial Museum, correct? Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's free.
It's free.
Free of charge, and not just for academics or people on campus, but anyone in the community can come.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Sam, for coming in and speaking with me today.
No, it's a pleasure. To talk about film is one of the few privileges that contemporary society has.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're here in El Paso and are doing this.
No, thank you.
Good to see you. My guest today has been Samuel Rodriguez, whose upcoming presentation titled Migration Through the Eyes of Musicians and Filmmakers will explore ways in which popular media forms like movies construct our perceptions of Mexican migrants. The talk will be held at the Centennial Museum on the UTEP campus on Thursday, January 25th at 2 p.m. and is open for the public. For more information, you can contact the Centennial Museum at 747-5565. A final program note, my own film series, The Film Salon, will screen All the President's Men, starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Tickets are just $3 and are available online or at the Alamo box office. The screening will kick off a new series of films presented on the third Wednesday of each month. For a calendar of upcoming films, log on to filmsalon.org. On Film's engineer and editor is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.